General Motors on Safari. Here is adventure. Excitement. And danger. Bringing you the African bushveld of today and yesterday in dramatized fact, fiction, and true life documentary. General Motors on Safari.
Tonight, I bring you a story that took place nearly 30 years ago. A story so incredible, yet absolutely true. It tells of three men who went, initially, in search of gold. Instead, they were to come into contact with the famed Leopard Men. Yes? Fact or fiction? I must leave that to you. But, as I've already said, this story actually happened. One that I have called Crossed Sticks. It was towards evening, after a warm day in September, that Peter Compass was sitting on his stoop. He felt tired. The day had been long and hot, and he was glad to rest his aching legs. At the time, he was running a rubber plantation in the heart of Liberia. There were no other white men within 60 miles of him, but visits from strangers were not unusual. Sometimes it was just to visit the plantation while the boats were unloading cargo for the trading posts in Monrovia. The plantation, which was called Mount Barclay, had been going for some 40 years. Originally started by an English company, it had fallen into disrepair, but now, once again, it had been put to use, and its brave old trees were yielding well from its 1,200 acres. On this particular evening, as Compass sat staring out at the thousands of trees, he heard a car approaching. Visitors, he thought. Well, that'd be nice. Pleasant company for the evening. As the car drew up outside his bungalow, he went to meet them. Inside were three men, dressed in khaki shorts and bush shirts.
Mr. Compass?
Yes, gentlemen, that's me.
I'm very pleased to meet you. My name is De Winter.
How do you do?
This is Mr. Muller.
How do you do?
This is Mr. King.
How do you do, Mr. King?
Nice to know you. Please come and sit down, gentlemen, this way.
Oh, thank you very much.
Now then, can I offer you a drink?
Oh, that would be most welcome. Thank you, Mr. Campbell.
Rosie!
I come, Juana.
This is my head boy, a very good one, too.
What a wonderful name.
Yes, he comes from Barcelona.
Yes, Juana.
Fetch the drink, sir, and drink plenty of ice.
And you, Juana.
You say he comes from Barcelona? Uh-huh. Well, that's a bit of luck.
Oh, why?
Well, we've just come from Takoradi. Our company is sending us through to the Bassa country. We're hoping to find gold there. And he probably know of a good guide.
That's quite possible. I'll ask him later. When do you intend leaving?
Oh, we'd like to get away as soon as possible.
Well, you can't go tonight. You must stay with me until we can get you fitted up. Do you want a hunter to go with you? It's dangerous country.
Oh, I don't think that will be necessary. Thank you, Mr. Compass. Muller here is an experienced hunter from the Cameroons, and we're just the technicians. I'm a geologist, and King here is our mining engineer.
But you still need a guide. I'll tell you what, things are running pretty smoothly on the plantation at present. I'll loan Zeze to you. That is, if you'll go.
That's very kind of you. You're sure you can spare him?
If you're not going for too long.
Oh, I think it'll take the best part of 6 to 7 weeks.
Why did you say, if he'll go, Mr. Campers?
Oh, nothing in particular, but they're funny, these boys. They get used to living in peace and comfort and safety on a place like this, and then they're not so keen to return to the bush. Anyway, I'll call him.
Zeze!
Juana!
I must warn you, gentlemen, that you will be entering dangerous country. Not as far as the natives are concerned. They're quite peace-loving. No, it's the animals, in particular the leopards. Be careful, gentlemen. Very careful.
You call Buana?
Oh, yes, yes. This Buana wish to go to your country. They look for gold. Will you guide them there?
To the Wasa land, Buana?
Yes.
Oh, that country no good, Buana. Plenty trouble there for Cesar.
But it's your own country. Why should you worry about that?
Buana, country fine, but plenty juju there.
Well, what's your answer, Zeze? Do you go or don't you?
We'll see you're well paid, Zeze.
Oh, not too well, otherwise he'll expect a rise in pay.
If Buana say so, me, I go. But I come back to Buana and Buana give me a job again.
Of course I will. I promise you that.
Oh, what's a country? No good for white men. Buana get plenty gun and make prayer palaver with his God.
That's all right, Zeze. You go and prepare chop, all right?
Wasa country.
Oh, no good to that country,
Wasa
country.
What's the matter with him? He seems to be scared of something.
I told you they have all sorts of superstitions. I wouldn't worry if I were you. But remember what I said, gentlemen. Watch out for leper. They're dangerous. And there are many in that part of the country.
A few days later, Compass dropped his three companions with Zeze at the end of the road 20 miles from the plantation. After they'd promised to keep him in touch with all the news by native runner, they set off in Indian file. For a fortnight, the little band of men walked on, making camp at night, sometimes in the native villages. They lived on chickens which they bought from the natives and on what game they were able to shoot. But as they progressed further into the backland, these supplies became more and more scarce. We join them one evening as they sit around their campfire.
That was our last chicken, tinned food from now on.
Well, I hope you get something. We're going to be hungry otherwise.
There should be some buck around here, if the leopard haven't got some more.
What is all this about leopards? They're just another animal, aren't they?
Yeah. They're one of the most dangerous you can hunt. They can climb, whereas a lion doesn't usually. You mustn't look for them only on the ground. They can be up in a tree and just drop on you.
Oh, dear. And we're under trees here.
If you're close to a fire, you're quite safe. Let's throw some more wood on, will you?
All right. Ah, that's better. These leopards, do they go for you in the daytime?
They'll lie up in this heat. But don't go into thick bush or prodding around in the dongas. And don't forget to take your guns with you.
It won't help me much. I can't shoot for toffee.
Well, bully face at them then.
Muller, that conversation always seems to get around to leopards. I've felt once or twice that you haven't told us the whole truth. I heard one of the natives talking about this leopard society. Is there any truth in it?
Well, gentlemen, you're in the heart of the leopard country. I've said nothing so far. There was no point in alarming you. In any case, I knew you'd come, whatever I said.
Leopard society? Oh, but surely there's no truth in that, is there? It's just a lot of tommy rot, native superstition, and so on.
It's unwise to laugh at native superstition, King. Many unexplained things have happened at various times. One of them is the leopard men.
What do you know of these leopard men, Muller?
Much as anybody. The natives firmly believe they exist. And many times they found the mutilated bodies of their friends clawed to death. I know for a fact that the witch doctor scares the natives into doing what they want by referring to the leopard men. It's all very mysterious. But if the signs of the leopard men have been spread about, very few natives would risk going against it.
Well, what do they do?
Well, if some native has broken a tribal law or run off with another man's wife, then he must be removed. The victim is usually waylaid somewhere outside the village. Maybe on his way to fetch water. And that's the end of it.
But what are they? Half leopard? Half man? I can't believe that, Muller.
And they only work at the dead of night. It says they wear leopard skins and make themselves up with clay. On their hands, they have claws like that of a leopard. And with these claws, they cut and tear the victims. I've seen it, and it's not a pretty sight, I can tell you.
Well, for me, it's plain murder.
Yes, if they are men dressed up.
You believe in these things, don't you?
I don't know. A leopard doesn't normally claw his victim like that. He's a powerful brute. He relies on surprise, and then one quick bound, and it's over. If he's hungry, he'll eat. If not, he'll leave his victim. But he won't claw him.
But can't anything be done about it? I mean, surely somebody must talk or go to the authorities.
The authorities? We've been a fortnight on trek. Have you seen any authority?
No.
Besides, the communities are small here. Any leakage of news and death would follow swiftly. The natives are simple and... well, life is cheap. No questions asked. Zizi! What do you want with him?
I'd like to hear his views on this as well.
Be careful, Tevinter. They have to be a little touchy about this sort of thing.
Yes, Buena, you call Zizi?
Zizi, you've now served for a long time with a white man. I want to ask you something.
Dear Buena?
Do you believe in the leopard man?
Ah, Buena. If other native listen, he make big palaver and go for bush. Buena talk softly, softly, Buena.
Aye, but do you believe in them?
And you, Buena, they in this country. They no come Mount Barkley. They fear my Buena too much. But Buena, plenty bad juju for this place.
Have you ever seen one, Zizi?
Hapana, Buena. But they come from my father's place and make, oh, too much trouble, Buena.
They probably just ordinary leopards.
Buena no savvy. Juju, man?
Never mind, Zizi. Let's forget it. You think we could shoot a leopard tomorrow?
Buena wait, Bado. Oh, plenty leopard near my father's place.
You mean there aren't any around here?
Buena. Oh, I go tell Buena which place by and by.
We'd like to get some nice skins to take home.
All right, Zizi. For every leopard we shoot, I'll give you 5 shillings.
Oh, thank you, Buena. Zizi find leopard by and by.
What a terror! Here, quick, my gun! Follow me! Look out! Look out! There's a leopard! Get out of the way! I can't see the fire! Ah, confound it! I missed him! That's strange. I don't usually miss
him. I didn't even see him. Where was he?
Close under the tree. I just saw a big ship.
Must! He come quick! One boy! He dead!
What?
There! You see, Buena?
I thought you said there were no leopard here, Zizi.
That's true, Buena. No leopard. This place.
Then what killed him?
I don't know. But as you see, he was clawed to death.
That night, none of them slept easily. A ring of fires was made, into which they all withdrew, and the following morning they made post-haste for Zerze's village, which they reached 2 days later. They were warmly welcomed by Zerze's father, Tata, and after a day's rest, they moved on once again further inland towards the mountains. One evening, De Winter and King were looking for traces of gold. The preceding days had been long and dreary, days of collecting samples, breaking up rock with their hammers, and up till then, they'd been singularly unlucky. Above them, on a great rock, sat Müller, his rifle across his knees, his eyes continually searching, probing the bush that surrounded them. Suddenly, De Winter called to him excitedly.
Come quick! I think we've struck it!
All right, I'm coming!
Is it really something?
Here, hold this for me.
Yes. Look. Strong gold traces.
All right, come. There's a distinct vein running there. It continues for some way along the ground, and then, see, it curves downwards.
Have you boys really found something at last?
It looks promising. Mind you, we've done this before and then found it came to nothing. But I personally think it's a strike.
Well, we better mark the place. It'll be dark before long, and we must make camp.
Then tomorrow we could move camp to here, and I'll get the boys to start drilling. I can't believe it. But I think our luck's changed at last.
Well, there's the camp.
We've made it in nice time. I don't fancy being out after dark, not after what happened the other day.
By the way, what did you make of that, Miller?
You mean the boy being killed? I don't know. It's possible that it could have been a leopard, but most unlikely. Nikesh, you heard they say that there were none in that area. There's no point in his lying to us.
Yet he comes to meet us now. In a bit of an hurry, too, by the look of him.
What? Oh, could you come, what?
What's the matter?
Oh, plenty trouble. Too much for my father. My brother, he finds Juju sign at his place. Juju sign of Leopard Man.
Leopard Man? What sort of a sign?
It is bad Juju sign. Stick across other stick.
What exactly does it mean, Zeze?
Leopard Man go chop man or woman for village. My people fear too much. They want white man to come with gun. Oh, please, Bwana. You come quick. Quick, Bwana. Sasa him, please, Bwana.
We'll do anything we can to help Zeze. What do you say, Muller?
Of course. But it's no good starting until dawn.
Are you game to come, King?
Well, if you think I'm going to stay here on my own, you're sadly mistaken. Anyway, I'd like to get to the bottom of this Leopard Society, or whatever it calls itself.
All right, that settles him. He leave first thing in the morning. Zeze, tell the boys.
Indeed, Bwana. Oh, thank you, Bwana. Thank you, Bwana.
Do you think we'll really learn something?
I don't know. No white man's had a chance to do so yet. Perhaps we'll be lucky. But whatever you do, keep your eyes skinned. And if you have to shoot, shoot straight.
The following morning, they left at dawn, and after a quick march, reached the village. They sensed the fear pervading the villagers the instant they arrived, and Miller decided to act that very night.
It will be dark in a few hours, and this is what I intend doing. There's a small stream that runs behind those huts there. About 100 yards into the bush, it forms a small watering hole. If there is an attack, that's where it'll come.
But how can you be sure of that, Muller?
We'll make sure of it with a decoy. I told Zeze to tether a small goat there. Oh, here he comes now. Is that all right, Zeze?
Indeed, Bwana. The goat, he is there. I fix it.
Good. Now, I want 2 natives, a boy and a girl. When it's dark, they are to walk through the waterhole along the pathway. And not together, but 100 yards apart. You understand?
Oh, indeed, Bwana.
But that's running a big risk, isn't it? Suppose they're attacked.
That's what I'm counting on. There's a high bank over the waterhole. We'll conceal ourselves there where we can watch the hole from every side. If anything appears, we'll shoot first and ask questions afterwards.
But who are you going to get to act as decoys? I know I wouldn't.
Oh, Zeze, he go find some friends, Bwana.
Pretty good friends.
Very well, Zeze, you fix it all up. We'll get into position well before dark.
And you, Bwana.
I suppose you're right, Muller. You know your job, but it seems an awful risk to me.
Look, we'll have 3 guns between us. I'll bring my heavy one. That should be enough in heaven's name. Now, if I was you, I'd get an hour's sleep. You won't get much tonight.
Oh, confound these blasted mosquitoes. Hey, I wish I'd stayed at home. The natives ought to be coming soon, surely.
I told them to take their time. These attacks usually take place fairly late.
Well, I wish they'd be quick. I'm sitting in a patch of water.
Lower your voices. Otherwise, the next thing you'll know is that we've been attacked ourselves.
Gee, I hadn't thought of that.
You needn't worry. I've got some boys posted above us. They'll warn us if anything comes.
I'm glad to hear.
Keep quiet. I think I can see something coming.
Yes, you're right. It's a native boy.
Poor devil. I'll bet his heart's thumping.
Do you wonder?
Now, watch the waterhole carefully. There he goes. He's getting nearer. Now he's getting his water. Now he's coming back.
I'm glad that's something.
Right. Is this something on the other side of the trail?
What sort of something?
I don't know. There's too much shadow. I think I saw something move the other side of the waterhole.
Oh, this is giving me the jim-jams.
Have your guns ready, but don't fire unless I tell you to. I'll use my heavy caliber rifle. That'll stop an elephant.
That girl should be here soon.
My hands are shaking so much, I can hardly hold my gun.
Oh, then for heaven's sake, put it on the ground. I don't want that thing to go off by mistake. And keep your voices down.
Where is he exactly?
I think under that overhanging rock.
He can't leap that far to the pool, so he'll have to show himself when our decoy arrives.
There. I'm sure I saw a movement right under that rock.
Tony, take a chance and fire into the shatter. You might kill him.
I might. On the other hand, I might not. And a wounded leopard is a nasty opponent.
Then you're convinced it's a leopard.
I didn't say so, but whatever's there must show itself first.
Shh. Quiet.
I think I see the girl. Yes. Here she comes.
She's just below us now. Poor little devil. I wonder if she knows what's waiting for her.
She's reached the hole. She's filling her water can. Merciful heavens. Look, on the far side. Ah. That's the biggest man I've ever seen in my life. He's just out of the shadow now. He's watching her.
Oh, please, girl. Turn away. Don't see him.
He's creeping forward very, very slowly.
Oh, for pity's sake, fire, man. It'll be too late.
It's all right. He's still too far to jump. She's straightening up now. She's seen him.
It's all right. You've got him. Come on. Let's get down there quick.
All right, my girl. You're safe now.
Here comes
Zezé. Oh, good shot, man. Good shot. Hey. Oh. Zezé, take this girl back to the village. I will reward her later.
And dear boy.
Oh, Pierre. Pierre, me not to a
I suppose that thing's dead, all right.
Yes, he's dead. Let's have a closer look at him.
He's enormous.
Yeah, the biggest brute I've ever seen, and I've seen a good many. Ah. Straight through the head. I didn't miss this time.
What are you going to do with him?
Keep the skin. It'll make a nice little memento of our trip. I'll get the boys to carry him into the village, and we'll skin him out in the morning.
Well, so much for your famous leopard men.
Yes, possibly. That's funny.
What?
Here. Come here, both of you.
What have you found?
You remember the sign that Zeke said they found leading to the village?
Yes, two cross sticks.
Look by the leopard's head now.
But it can't be possible. How could it be? What is it you've seen? Why, two cross sticks.
Yes, and not fallen there by chance. They've been fashioned by the hand of man.
The following day, the three men and their native bearers left for Mount Barclay. Somehow, they'd lost the taste for gold. A fortnight later, they reached the plantation where Peter Compass met them. They gave him the skin in return for all he'd done for them, and the following day they left for Monrovia. That was the last Compass was ever to see of them. Oh yes, I nearly forgot to tell you. He had the skin made up into a rug for his sitting room, where it graced the floor for many years. Eventually, it was lost in a fire, but Compass didn't really mind. You see, on more than one occasion, when he came into his sitting room in the morning, he found its two front legs, one upon the other, in the shape of a cross. Odd, wasn't it?
Join us again next week for another story of the African bushveld. It might be fact, it might be fiction, in General Motors on Safari. Brought to you by General Motors South African, manufacturers of Cadillac, Buick, Oldsmobile, Pontiac, Chevrolet, Beaumont, Vauxhall, Opel, Holden, Bedford, and GMC Motor Vehicles.